Listen up, my fellow coaches and leaders. The truth is, we all need a space to learn and grow so we can bust through our personal glass ceilings and step into our full potential, especially if we want to create the space to allow others to step into theirs. And that's where I come in. I'm not just a former clinical psychologist, but also a seasoned dream life and business coach with over 2 decades of experience helping people shatter their personal barriers and unleash their greatness. And here's the thing, you don't have to figure this all out on your own. As a heart-centered entrepreneur or industry leader, you deserve the best tools and strategies to help you and your business thrive. And that's why I'm excited to share my experience with you through the Coaching for Coaches podcast. Utilizing powerful combination of clinical skills, quantum physics, and strength-based coaching methods, I'll show you exactly what to do and exactly what to say to unleash your true potential and create a path for your clients to follow. And not just that, I'll also teach you how to build a thriving coaching business around your unique skill set and passions. So let's get started. It's time to answer your calling, make a lasting impact on the world, and create a lucrative living doing exactly what you love. Welcome to the Coaching for Coaches podcast, where greatness begins. Hey, you guys. Welcome. This is the first live for the Overcoming Self-Sabotage Challenge. If you are listening on YouTube or on the podcast and are interested in getting started with this Overcoming Self-Sabotage Challenge, I'll post the link to join us so you can be a part of the community and start the year strong. So for those of you that listened to the welcome video yesterday and then day one information today, you know that sabotage is kind of hardwired into our brain and our body. And I mean that in like the best way possible, meaning that our subconscious is not here to like derail us. That's not the goal. Its goal is actually to protect us. And it wants us to fit into the tribe. And so it's constantly scanning and it's constantly asking, like, are you a part of the tribe? Are you a part of the tribe? And then it kind of GPSes our way and says, oh, this must be what our tribe looks like. And we want to be like them. We want to be safe too. And so thank you guys so much for saying hi. If you are on Facebook, you can press this link. It says StreamYard.com/Facebook, and then I'll be able to see your names. As of now, it just says Facebook user. So hi, Rebecca. Thanks so much for being here. Happy New Year. So glad to have you guys here. To be honest, this is one of the best ways to start your year, in my opinion, because I don't know about you, but a New Year's resolution is frivolous if we don't actually set ourselves up for success by understanding what gets in our way and then overcoming that. And so throughout these next few days, we're going to talk about just different pieces to the puzzle on how our subconscious scans our environment and how we can hack it, how we can shift it, how we can knowing what we know now, we can do something different. So this first day was all about, hold on one second. The first day is all about friendship. And that was today. So we want to take a look at our friends and who our subconscious is going to deem in our tribe. And so as you guys were working through today's exercise, where you identify who your friends are and are they adding value to their life? Are they sucking the soul out of you? I'd love to hear a bit about how and what aha moments you had working through this week's exercise. So while I want to hear from you, so put in the comments what aha moments you had and what you're looking to create and potentially what like changes you're going to make over this next year as you assess your friendships. Now, what I think is fascinating is that one of the reasons why our friendships are really important to identify and assess is that if we're not careful, we're just going to go along with the flow. we're going to hang out with who's ever around. Have you guys ever noticed that? The people at your work, huh? They're my friends for this season, or the people at school, or the people I'm in my neighborhood, right? We will just fall into friendships if we're not careful and if we're not intentional. And, you know, I think that this is really fascinating. Facebook user, sorry, it doesn't show your name unless you press that link, then it will like connect you forever into StreamYard. But I don't have a friend tribe was your aha moment. Yeah. I think loneliness is a really big part of the problem. In fact, loneliness can cause the body more stress than like stress, because it increases depression and sadness and apathy and, you know, just like this ho-hum thing. I don't have any friends that breathe life into my dreams. That's a huge aha moment. Someone says, same. Yeah, we're not alone. And so I think that this, I'll put it here, but I think I did put it in the, let me see, StreamYard. I believe this is the link. It should be in the little description too, but no big deal. Yeah. So we have, I don't have friends that breathe life into my dreams. I don't have friends that really a close-knit group of people. Again, this is just all really good information. So in 2024, we can do something different. The title of this live was, did you know that healing is an important part of your business success? And I have a guest that is going to come on today that's going to share a bit about her story and how and why finding a community was an important part of her business success. Finding people that breathed life into her dreams, finding people who saw her three steps ahead of where she already was, found a tribe of people who were doing the things that she wanted to do so she could follow in their footsteps and be motivated and encouraged by what they were doing as well. And so I'd like to give a dream life welcome to Lisa Stein. Yay! Thank you for being here. I know you're traveling today, so I appreciate you popping on.
Oh, yeah.
I want to just have people hear a bit about your story. You signed up for 90 Day U-Turn 3 months ago, and I'd love to hear about what life was like before you said yes.
Oh, absolutely. It's so good seeing your sweet face. Let me just say that first. If you all don't already know Denise, she brings so much joy when she comes live. You can feel it through the other side. So thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this. 90-day U-turn, I really didn't know what I was going to get out of it, right? I was trying to get focused back on my health journey. I was trying to get focused and get back into my business. We went through a major loss the first part of the year in February of 2023. Our oldest son took his own life. And I lost my direction, as anyone can imagine. Whether you're a mama or not, you have cared about someone, right? You have people that you love that are in your life. And I had implemented self focus and self methods to, you know, my daily routines and things like that. But I just gotten off track. And when 90 Day U-Turn, a friend, Rachel, told me about Denise, and I started watching Denise and following along, and I was like, I need what she has. And then you told me about your 90 Day U-Turn, and it was, you know, that first day I remember seeing all these strangers, all these women that were here, and we looked like we were completely different and had different walks of life. But I quickly learned how so many of us were on the same journey or different seasons of the same journey, which was extremely, extremely beneficial.
So it sounds like you got started 3 months ago or 4 months ago, because we take a little bit of a break, to get yourself back on track. I mean, you can see the comments. People are showing you some love already.
Thank you. Because
it's not easy. I mean, grief is grief, and it's easy to isolate and want to hide and again abandon your dreams and goals because it's difficult. But you gave yourself, you know, time and season to grieve, and then you were like, all right, I don't want to stay here. I want to start making progress again. And so I call a 90-day U-turn a loving kick in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Sometimes people who come in are in that little wishy-washy state. They're uncertain. Mm-hmm. They're one step forward, two steps back. Maybe they don't quite know what they want, or they keep trying and mm-hmm. nothing's happening. And there's a lot of reasons for that. So community is a big piece of 90-day U-turn. And I know you really thrived in community too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one of the things that I learned really fast that you do, because with it being and it's not a huge group, but with it being a larger group, a lot of us may shy away from speaking about what it is that we're going through. So that was the first time I experienced small group within a large group. So yeah. Blew my mind the way that, you know, we were able to love on each other, hear, not only right listen, but really truly hear what each of us were facing and going through. You know, and I see some of the comments over here too, toxic relationships, and my whole life has been wishy-washy. And I'm glad whoever that Facebook, I guess it's Janet, I'm so glad she didn't say a waste, because that's one thing that in 90-day U-turn, you know, you're asked to set a goal or what it is that you want to work on. Well, I was going to be smarty pants and I was going to work on something personal and something business. And I it helped and a lot of things were in place. But at the time that I got to the end of it, these comments, wishy-washy or no direction, I realized that I needed to go back through to work on something else that I thought I was working on, but I really need to work through my grief a little bit more. And Denise uses the word onion layers, right? Because the way that she breaks down our walk, our life, what it is that we're here for a reason. You're not a big percentage of the people that are out there. If you're listening to this right now, we're here to impact others in a big way. And what Denise is able to walk you through, what she walked me through, was exactly that. Things that had been set in place from our childhood, we don't even realize, right? The things that make us have no direction. Well, it's probably because you were never taught how to focus on direction. Mm-hmm. And that was something, again, the different seasons that the different ladies were in and so willing to help, and what had helped them or the direction that they had taken certain things. And it's like, oh, I'd never thought about trying that. So it really just opened up. Yeah. Like you said, getting myself back in motion. Yes. I've heard you speak about momentum before. Those were the things that I definitely felt within the 90-day community.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so right. So a couple of things you said, if we take the bigger group and we do have bigger discussion times, right? But the goal is that everybody gets a chance to process their own experience. And so it's not just an e-course, you guys. This is not just an e-course mm-hmm. where you're going to watch a video and like that's it. The goal as a therapist, you can tell there's like therapy stuff woven in, because the goal is that you're not just listening to powerfully effective training. Mm-hmm. Because the reality is if we could just listen to a YouTube video and be changed, we would already be there. There's tons of information out there. Mm-hmm. The goal is to learn and aha moments and, you know, but to actually implement into your own life. And so every week we have a workbook and you write down about your own life, right? Because writing is a powerfully effective way to release emotions and stuck emotions and process through what's going on. I mean, you know why journaling is so helpful, right? Because that brain dump and just getting things flowing again. And then we go into breakouts, which is what Lisa mentioned, where we go one-on-one or two-on-one. And we actually mm-hmm. have Dream Life coaches who are there to support and help facilitate the conversation, which means everybody gets a chance to talk through the content. Mm-hmm. And that's an important piece to the puzzle too, because somebody might be thinking, oh, I want to start a podcast, but yeah, right. I'm sure that won't happen. And I'm not good enough and all the things. But as soon as you say it out loud to a group and they go, oh my gosh, you totally should. Mm-hmm. I can help you. I know how to do that. Or I've seen that before. Or this is what I've experienced, or all the things, right? You are now in collaboration with people who believe in you and are holding you accountable to the goals and things that you set for yourself. And so the idea is that you're not just getting an e-course that you can listen to and be done. The goal is that you actually implement it into your life. And so, Lisa, what did you start to implement over the 90 days?
Oh my gosh, there were so many things that I started implementing. And one of the things that I still do daily is the journaling. I have always been a big journaler. Journaler? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Right? Whatever the word is. But I had always done that. But the direction that your journal takes us on, it's those promptings that aren't just those generic promptings. It's repetitive. And Denise shares that with us. You know, it is important. You know, there was one thing and I was like, I didn't speak something out. And one of the coaches that was in the breakout session, she was like, why did you like speak out the negative ones instead of speaking out the positive ones? Because the positive words were more words. And she was like, go back and speak those positive words into your life. And I'm like, how powerful is that? You know, so again, it's not your, and again, social media is so loud right now. There's so much out there that, you know, it's be a coach, do the whatever. But again, just like Denise was saying, it's like an ebook that you print out. This is real life people that you can surround yourself with. I have wonderful women that are in my life that bring a lot to my life, but we're not on the same level like this. So it was beautiful to be heard, to be seen, right, in the places that we had worked through. And so I would have to say, out of all of that, definitely the journaling, the consistency with the journaling.
And how and why did the journaling set you up for success?
Because it made me think about stating things in present tense or affirmations. It made me purposeful in my gratitude, you know, because sometimes we can get caught up in the, you know, 5 or 10 things that we list, but you peek at and target different topics every day. You've got some type of like motivation there, but it was repetitive. I was saying the same thing a little bit different every day. And what that was ingraining in me is belief. It was just complete belief in what it is that I'm working towards, the importance of what it is, and who loses if I don't win.
Ooh, mic drop right there. Right. If you guys have any questions for Lisa or myself, post them in the comments. We can see them coming through. But you're so right. The number one, what we do within the whole 90-day U-turn is to get you out of fight or flight mode and get you into rest and digest. So I call it the world of drama and versus the world of dreams. And we do that by aligning the dream life pathway, head, heart, feet. And the first piece is gaining clarity. And so I see Janet saying, you know, I have been wishy-washy my whole life. I feel like I have no direction. Christine says me too. And, you know, I think that this, there's a lot of us who've been in that wishy-washy place where we know we want something else. We don't quite know what that is. And that's where the clarity stuff comes in. Like, what do I really want? That's a powerful question to ask yourself. Mm-hmm. But we can say all the things we want, you know, $1 million or whatever. But if we don't actually believe it, then it's not going to happen. And so alignment of the head, heart, and feet is huge. And so what Lisa is saying, that belief piece, when you say you want something, but then you actually attach it to that emotion, that excitement, that belief, ooh, baby, that is how it starts to show up and miracles start to happen. And so I'd love to hear a few, like, I guess, what was your favorite part about 90 Day U-Turn?
Gosh. There's so many parts that truly took it. I really think it was the ability to connect the little, because I think I was like, oh my gosh, we got paired up again, you know? But by the end of the 90-day U-turn, I had a personal connection with each individual woman that was in there. And the thing is, you will get out what you put in. I got out what I put in. And I see Janet saying, you know, that she just has felt wishy-washy, or, you know, this is what she's wanting to do. That exactly is, it's life that has gotten you to where this point is. Just because you haven't felt success in what you're doing, it's the fact that you just haven't found something that truly is been able to unpeel that why. Why is it important? Why do you feel like this is something that you're wanting to work toward? But the connection, the community, being surrounded by other women. And it was nothing of arrogance. It was nothing of, I did this, because there were some women in there that had some incredible things that they were doing. Like Tracy's book that she did, you know, for the EMTs. I was blown away, you know, and I mean, it's like so heartfelt and so passionate. So just really being able to be raw if you needed to be raw. But that's what got us to those levels that are so important and so deep rooted in what we're doing.
You guys, it's like the best coffee shop conversation every week. We would say things like, you're not asking these questions at the grocery store. Like, where in your life do you get to have these deep seated, like these introspection, like all of the things, like when in our life do we really get to have these types of conversations? And so it's really powerful. We come away each week on a high, you know what I mean? After these in-depth conversations. So while I think the training is mind-blowing, or else I wouldn't have put it in there, the exercises are from 20 years of doing counseling work, working with people in my network marketing business. I've been trained success coach with Jack Canfield, overcoming self-sabotage stuff. It's all kind of woven together and it takes you on a journey. And so I've heard people say about the training itself, like, oh my gosh, I wish I knew this 30 years ago. But it's the processing time and the time to actually speak out loud with another person and get feedback that I think truly holds us accountable and helps us to make moves, because we're not in this life alone. And I think especially as women, we need a community of people to band together, to connect with, to communicate with. And I know that you have said, all right, my business is thriving. Like your business is on, you know, it's happening. You are creating steps for that to happen. But in order for momentum to truly hit, you have to be in alignment. So tell us a bit about why the group, like working through this grief, is a part of your business success.
Because fortunately or unfortunately, I'm not the only mother that will ever experience this. And the business, Janet had asked what business I have. I have a mentor membership where, again, I had just